Your Locked On Golden Knights, your daily podcast on the Vegas Golden Knights, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
VGK with a St. Patrick's Eve meeting at the Fortress tonight against the Calgary Flames, a team that is fighting to get into a playoff spot. Hi again, everyone. Tony Kardasco along with Chris Golic. We come to you from Las Vegas Monday through Friday. You can find us on Twitter at LockedOnVGK. You can find us at TDChrisG, that's him, at Tony Dasco, that's me. Locked On Golden Knights, the YouTube channel. Please subscribe and thanks for making us your first listen, your first choice, each and every day. So, Chris, VGK hopes to not come out flat tonight, as we saw earlier in the season, right? Coming off of these road swings, the euphoria of winning a lot of road games, and then they come home and they lay the proverbial egg. And Calgary is a team, the Golden Knights now will be playing twice more down the stretch. They have gone absolutely cold. The biggest issue that I saw with this team: cannot score in 5 versus 5. They're having a very difficult time. I think it's 5 out of the last 8 games, no goals in 5-on-5. So here is a team that can't score. They're having problems there. Yet with 14 games remaining, they're only 5 points out of a playoff spot. And tonight's game will be a very big one for the Calgary Flames.
You got a few things happening here. Calgary has struggled mightily. I don't think they've ever won a game in T-Mobile Arena, so we can start the bidding there. I'll go right to the fact that Calgary is absolutely desperate. They need this game. They have to win this game. 5 points out of the playoff spot in a weird situation with Nashville, who's played 2 or 3 games less than they have, and still trying to chase down teams like Winnipeg. Pretty much Winnipeg, if LA were to drop, you know, Winnipeg seems to be the team that's kind of a holding on to that spot. Concern coming off of a nice road trip, right? Early in the season, they have that nice winning streak. They sweep the 5-game road trip. That was Washington, Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto, and then that awesome game against Buffalo. And then St. Louis comes to town. They can't beat them on a Saturday night on home ice. Later in the same season, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Boston, again, a very good road trip, right? You bit rough game against Pittsburgh, handled Detroit, Boston, emotional victory for a number of reasons, lay an egg against the Rangers. A couple road victories against Winnipeg and Chicago, come back and the Islanders beat us. So we can go on and on about what the VGK are up against. Travel day, they traveled to on Wednesday, the VGK back to Vegas. No practice on Wednesday, time zone adjustments, you know. It's not going to be an easy game. Not going to be an easy game for him.
Okay, I thought that that was a smart move rather than traveling on the red eye where you're going to be tired anyway on the back end, and then travel during the day, get a good night's rest, travel, and then get back home in the afternoon, and then get back to business, of course, on Thursday. And the Golden Knights have been so successful in the month of March. Chris, they are 7-1 in March. And the Flames lost in Arizona. I was looking at their overtime record. They are 6-14. 6-14 in OTs. That's tough.
Well, let's get the game in overtime, I guess, and get Paul Cotter in a shootout if we need to, right? I mean, that's right. That's a lot of points left on the table. I mean, if they're just 500, you know, that's 7, 8, 9, 10. That could be between 3 and 6, you know, 4 and 6, even 8 more points. All of a sudden, they're in a playoff spot, knocking on the door for one of those top 3 spots. So, you know, it's, yeah, it's like VGK last year, right? How many games were there where you look back and you're like, this might have been the game that kept the Vegas Golden Knights out of the playoffs. Now Calgary has 4 overtime games they can point the finger at that could have done it.
Yeah, and I guess we're going to see Jonathan Quick again in net tonight for the VGK.
I would assume so. So the interesting news to watch for on Thursday is there's reports, obviously confirmed by the team, that Logan Thompson and Larry Brossoit are back on the ice right now.
Yes.
So what does that mean? You know, are tomorrow at practice, guys? I mean, what if Logan takes practice in full gear along with Brossoit? Like, you know, The only thing that could really slow the VGK down right now is some drama, some internal drama. We're going to talk more about that in our second segment. But the first thing is, let's see if LT, I mean, Brossoit is not taking anyone's job right now besides Patera's. So we're not, you know, he's not going to punch Quick out of the Nets. Besides that, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. Practice tomorrow is key, I guess, right?
VGK 13-2-2 post All-Star break. Calgary only had seven high danger chances against the Coyotes, a team that's not very good defensively. And then the scoring, again, back to that, you know, Tyler Toffoli leads the team with just 56 points, Chris, and then Lindholm with 55, down to Kadri, 49. Jonathan Huberdeau with just 45 points. What a major disappointment. And they just have not found their stride at all this season. And early on in the season, you could blame a lot of their troubles on goaltending or lack thereof. And now you would expect Calgary to be a team at this time of year that would have its potent offense. But again, they don't. So they lost here back on February the 23rd. It was an overtime game, 4-3, VGK won there. And Huberdeau did have a goal in that game. I think we'll see Markstrom tonight for them. Vidar was between the pipes earlier this week in Phoenix, and he also played against VGK here in Las Vegas. We're seeing so many teams playing their number two goalie against VGK, which really doesn't make any sense.
No, and going back to that game when VGK and Calgary played at T-Mobile a while back, that was a crazy game. So VGK got off to an extremely fast start in that game, and that's when Mirimanov went down. That's when
Where is Mirimanov? Where is he?
He's playing in Henderson right now. He's playing. Yeah, he's good.
And why were they playing a game like early in the morning Wednesday?
I have to assume that was probably like a field trip type game for like the for schools kids in the area. Yeah, they I think all the AHL teams do something like that. I know the Wolves always used to, and you know. So going back to that game, there was two defensemen that went down that game. It was Mirimanov and it wasn't White Cloud. Who else went down that game?
February.
Yeah, they were down. So that was the game where they finished with four defensemen. Calgary had a delayed penalty. Nick Hague comes in and drops a Hager bomb in overtime. Only way Nick Hague even gets on the ice. It might have been Martinez.
It was Martinez that game, I thought. Yeah.
I got the recap right here.
Okay.
I'm
just going to take
a quick peek. But either way, this was a game that I was actually very proud of, the VGK. You play an entire period with four defensemen. And, you know, yeah, Calgary clawed back in very late in the game. It's going to happen. I mean, it's the VGK defense was absolutely exhausted. They still found a way. So VGK with a nearly healthy roster, I say nearly healthy because no Mark Stone and obviously the goalie situation right now, but a nearly healthy roster, Jonathan Quick doing what he does right now. And then obviously Bluger, you can call him whatever you want, but we got Bluger, we got Barbashev, all that working. So on paper, this should be a rout. This should be like a, you know, 4-5-1 affair, but there's a lot of weird things. I don't think it's going to be that type of a game. I honestly don't.
Yeah, probably won't be that one-sided. When we return, it has caused a lot of debate among VGK fans, thanks to Chris. Does Logan Thompson earn the net when he returns off of injury? We'll get into that when we return right here on Locked On Golden Knights. Most teams in the National Basketball Association have, 12, 13, 14 games remaining. And now is the perfect time to download FanDuel. It's America's number one sportsbook because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. The bonus bet is back. You get that money back if you don't win your first bet. Just download FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, super easy to use. Then you could bet on everything from the money line to point scores to the three-pointers drained. And, of course, we could go with a lot of the point spreads. We could bet on that, the money line, the total. And there's many more exclusive bets as well. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the National Basketball Association. Welcome back to Locked On Golden Knights. Tony Cardasco and Chris Golic. We come to you from Las Vegas each and every day, Monday through Friday. You can find our podcast wherever you get your podcast. And make sure that you do subscribe to the YouTube channel, Locked On Golden Knights. So, Chris, let's talk about this controversy of sorts. LT's coming back soon, as you mentioned in that first part of our show. Logan Thompson, a lot of fans believe, should be the number one goaltender upon his return. Take it from there.
So, first things first, last night we did a little poll, a little scientific poll. Assuming all four goalies are healthy, who starts game one of the playoffs? And obviously there's a lot more that can happen, guys. This is just simply a little conversation we're having right now. Logan Thompson comes in with 53%. Jonathan Quick comes in at 4%, 2% for Hill and Bressois. I'm assuming those are missed clicks, but that's okay. So who should get the net? I'll start by saying this is not the NFL quarterback position where there's some weird unwritten code where if the starter goes down for a few weeks, it's their job when they come back. And not always, but that's kind of how the NFL is. The NHL is far from that. Unless it's a spot where, you know, like Jonathan Quick in his prime and Cal Peterson's the backup, you know, Quick goes down for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. It's Quick's nets. Logan Thompson, let's talk here for a second. 30 something starts, right?
Something like that, yeah.
It's a very low number of starts. I'll go back. I put that in somewhere.
36 starts.
Okay.
Logan Thompson. 2013-3. Yeah, I had it too.
Okay. 36 starts for Logan Thompson. Jonathan Quick has played 90 plus playoff games. Let's start there. Now, the next argument that people want to pose, well, look at his numbers for the last seasons. Okay. Let's talk a little bit here. Jonathan Quick was the goalie on the other side of the ice that took the Edmonton Oilers to game 7 of the first round last season, which was not that long ago. And by the way, in the game 7 performance against Connor McDavid, against Leon Draisaitl, against Evander Kane, against Ryan Nugent Hopkins, against, I think, Duncan Keith was still anchoring the defense, and on and on and on. Darnell Nurse stops 39 of a possible 41 shots in a game 7 efforts. In game 6, he stops 33 out of 36 possible shots. Oh, he shut out May the 8th. He shut out the Edmonton Oilers too. So don't, and yes, he lost the series, guys. So let's acknowledge that too. He did lose the series. So if you want to throw that fruit at me, you go right ahead. But Jonathan Quick looks like he's not in the form that had all the poor stats that everyone was quoting when the VGK first got him. Those days seem to be somewhat behind us with his resurgence. And just one calendar year ago, he did a pretty dang good job in the playoffs too. So Logan Thompson is amazing. We love everything about him. But if you think for a second that Bruce Cassidy is going to say, hey, two-time Stanley Cup winner, 90 playoff games played, you did a great job, you know, keeping us here, but our guy is back, you're going to sit on the pine? I don't think so. I honestly do not think so. I think if all four goalies are healthy, Aiden Hill and Bressois are in street clothes when the playoffs start, and Jonathan Quick's going to start, but the leash might be short for both goalies. If it doesn't work out, you could see a spot where the goalies split the series 4-3 if it goes 7 games. You hope that doesn't happen like that, but the reality is Vegas does have two good choices. Cassidy's going with the veteran, guys. Cassidy is going with the veteran. I don't care what any one of you think out there.
He is not. He's a lot more comfortable, I think, himself. He's not as anxious about his goaltender. And he'll talk about the goals that Quick gives up. But again, it's not the way that he was talking or didn't talk about, say, Aiden Hill.
Bingo. Bingo. Right? Bingo.
And it's not the way that, again, he said LT was great. He saved him. We always heard that theme, like you pointed out yesterday, one more save. We don't hear that. We don't hear. We need one more save. Well, they're not losing games, so they're not having to make that one more save. I am so concerned. You ever notice with Quick, and oh, I don't want to mention this. No, I was going to say just the way that he is and the way that he torques his body and the way that he's in his stance. And he had I think he had one knee surgery in his career that put him back for a while, a few years ago. But I don't recall any other major injuries, but the wear and tear on him is what I'm getting at. It has to be something else. I mean, of course, when you think about it, plus, you know, a guy that's been in the league for so long and 10 years, of course, and all those starts in Los Angeles. And so I'm a little bit concerned about the wear and tear as he gets a little bit older. And yeah, it doesn't seem like that long ago, but as far as his professional body goes, that's a lot more saves and a lot more diving and kneeling and getting in his squat and getting in his position and butterfly saves and all that. So that concerns me a little bit, but I still agree with you that Quick has to be number one. And then Thompson, I still say if Thompson doesn't perform the way he was before, then you have two other goaltenders that could push him now. So I think the competition might be better. You know, when you look at things, it's going to make this team better, I feel. And then, you know, you were talking about Patera and the fact that he was being coached more or less by Jonathan Quick. So Quick said he's there to help out all these younger guys. So they better listen to him because he's got that experience. But I just think after Quick, I don't know. Like LT, yeah, he was number one. Can he earn number one again? We don't know.
He has to earn it. We agree on that. More, he has to earn it back.
Yeah, and especially in a Cassidy system where he's all about earning playing time anyway, especially with the younger players. You have to earn that time to play, right? You have to pay your dues more or less with him. I'm just, I don't know. I mean, if LT doesn't come back in LT form, and we don't know if he can or not. We don't know what type of injury it was. If it's something that's a setback, will he be 100%? No telling. But though you have other goalies there that can come in and play pretty much the same way now as LT.
You hope they don't start playing goaltender roulette, you know, where they're, you know, you like in the last 2 weeks of the season, all three goalies or even four goalies are getting starts and stuff like that. You know, the practices will actually be the interesting thing. That's where the competition is going to be. You're not going to see, I mean, the games are the games, you know, whatever happens, you get less out of the games, honestly, than you probably get out of the practices because they're going to be watching. And, you know, there will be conversations behind closed doors. You know, it'll be a reality check. Like, here it is, earn the net. And, you know, you put all four of them in a room. Okay, who wants it? Go get it. Like, make a cutthroat, whatever it takes to find a way to get this going right here, because you do have, you know, four solid tools in the tool belt, and it sucks that Brossoit went down so quickly after just an awesome three games, and that game against Dallas was one for the ages. And Aiden Hill's been getting it done, but again, you know, you how often are you saying, Tony, where Aiden Hill, you know, he's not the other guy. He's not getting the Patera treatment, but it's not far from it either. When you do listen to the way Cassidy talks about him and you get the one more save comments and stuff like that. And it just, you see a disconnect there, and it's not a knock on anyone. It's just what the reality is. And at the end of the day, we've heard things about Cassidy and the youngsters and leaning on the vets. Well, you have literally a goalie who has, I mean, how many games has Quick started in his career? I mean, geez, that's his playoff numbers here, but he's played a lot of games. We'll leave it at that for now. So I don't see a path where they don't run with Jonathan Quick, at least in the backup role, and the other two sit. But I think it's Jonathan Quick's net game one in an all being equal scenario. Even if LT comes back on Sunday against Columbus, I think Jonathan Quick is our game one starter.
Okay. Do you remember? I believe Cassidy said when he first arrived here, and maybe even in the preseason camp, he does not want a three goalie system. Remember that?
Yeah, it's three goalies. That's just no, just stop it. You know, that's just
okay,
weird.
Now he's got four.
Well, that's perfect. Well, no, that Brossoit doesn't count. Nothing against Brossoit, but he does not count in this situation. He definitely is the odd man out. And now that the team has passed the trade deadline and stuff, it's a little, you know, 374 games played for Jonathan Quick, by the way.
How many?
374. So literally 10x the experience.
Okay. So he's just going to go and stick with two goalies, right?
Yes, I mean, I don't see.
There's no reason to put in a third goalie, even, well, maybe late if they clinch the spot, first place and all that. And I don't
sure.
know.
Yeah, I mean, you
but
don't
that's
want
the only
to.
case, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially Jonathan Quick, he doesn't need to rush. He doesn't need to play the string out if VGK does, you know, clinch that first seed, which is very reasonable now. I mean, it's a 3-point gap between us and LA, and I think the gap is even bigger between us and Dallas now. So the separation is there, and you know, the team unofficially with two more wins clinches a playoff spot.
Yeah, pretty much. And we knew that, they would be in the driver's seat if they got just 6 points on the road and they got eight as they come home. Coming up next, we'll have our predictions for tonight's game, and we'll also have our locks of the night. Don't go away. You're listening and watching Locked On Golden Knights. Welcome back to Locked On Golden Knights. Tony Cardasco, Chris Golic from Las Vegas. We appreciate you making us your first listen every day. And again, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, Locked On Golden Knights. Chris, the hat. So you're going to the game?
Yeah, me and Chris will be at the game. I'm a little concerned, but it's going to be a – this is a game I know, and obviously I love being with my son. Don't get me wrong, guys. Please don't take this the wrong way. But this might be a game where it might have been better to hide in the press box because the rowdy St. Patrick's Day is enough of a poop show to begin with. Now you mix in the Flames fans who they like their spirits. They like to party. And that's the one fan base where I'm kind of keeping my eyes open. Not that they're going to do something, just, you know, the drunkenness and you make sure something's not happening around you. This is the one fan base that gets me a little bit. And I'm not saying they're bad people, just they're rowdy. That's all I'm saying.
Are you a green beer type of a guy?
I mean, if it's there, I'm not going to go out of my, like, so we were at Water Street for the parade and stuff on Saturday in Henderson. And I was walking up and down. I'm like, oh, if there's a green beer, cool, I'll get it. But I just went with the regular orange beer, and I enjoyed it about 9:30 in the morning. Just fine. Don't judge me.
9:30 in the morning. Awesome.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, so we've got the game coming up here in Las Vegas. Calgary, 4-game losing streak, I believe. VGK now has won 4 straight, 2 teams going in opposite directions. And again, a team in Calgary having difficulties, not just scoring, but scoring in 5-on-5. I think, again, Markstrom's in net. And my two players for locks of the night, I will start off with Cotter and Eichel. And I don't know, there's someone in the Quick family that's liking some of your tweets of late. So I noticed that. Yeah. Well, the last name's Quick.
Cool.
I don't know. That's
you,
pretty
you
cool.
Got, you got a score for us?
Yeah. The score is going to be 4-3. And that should get you over the total because...
Which way?
I'm going Golden Knights. I think VGK will be able to hang on here. I just think they have so many issues scoring goals. And that's just a kind of odd with Calgary because when you think of them not playing defense, but they're able to score goals, but not anymore.
I got the same score. I got 4-3 overtime. I just think it's a weird game. I could see the Flames even coming up with a 2-goal lead early in this game. Just it's going to be a weird game, but Vegas, I think, does find a way. Just going off the historical side and how Calgary has not performed very well in opposite directions, everything that you said, just can VGK survive the first 10 minutes of the game? Because this is a game where they could lose it early. So hopefully Jonathan Quick is ready because there's going to be an onslaught early. You know the Flames are going to send everything they have for the first 8 to 10 to 12 minutes of the game. And if VGK can weather that, then this game is probably going to be a runaway. But you got to get through that first few shifts of the game, so to speak. Nick Hague gets the game winner last time they played. So let's go with Nick Hague again to get on the board. And Theodore's been a beast right now. You know he's going to want to make up a little something for the boys because he did have a rough game against Philly, got beat a couple times.
He's
got
to make
bad,
up two
so.
Goals. He'll have to make up two.
He's going to be pushing a little bit harder. So give me the boys in the back to carry Hague and Shea Theodore. And I got 4-3 in overtime in a ugly, weird game that they find a way. And, you know, we keep this little winning streak going. I mean, this will be, what, 5 games if they can find a way, huh?
Yeah, it would be a 5-game win streak. Just one note about Jonathan Huberto. We talked about him earlier, but I didn't realize this until I read some notes. I go pretty deep on notes, okay? So he was playing the right wing, and they moved him to the left wing, which is his natural position. But why did they play him all season at the right wing spot if that's not his natural position?
If there's a coach that I'm not going to second guess too much, it's Daryl Sutter.
Yeah, but I still don't get that.
I'm with you. I understand. And Huberdeau, you know, he hasn't said a whole lot from what I've seen, but Alan Walsh, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's an Alan Walsh guy as far as his agent goes. And he's been putting some tweets out about the locker room and stuff and all that. And I think they asked Daryl Sutter about it. And I don't think Daryl Sutter can spell social media because he's not that guy. And that's not a knock on Daryl Sutter. But, you know, in the summertime, he's on the farm doing all that stuff. And he's as far from a phone and email and Facebook and Twitter as one could possibly get.
Okay, so in Quick's 4 starts, 3 have gone over. So I was right. Just keep taking the over. Keep taking the
BGK's, they got a history of leaky thirds right now, and that's is the one thing. You know, the power play is there. The penalty kill is decent. The 5-on-5 play is better. Leaky third periods are something that need to change because you cannot afford a leaky period, a leaky third period, mind you, once the playoffs start. And that's it's exciting. Get a little tingly thinking that VGK is going to be back in the playoffs this year. And they got a shot to come out of the West, guys. They got a shot to come out of the West.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting how they really accelerated here. A great start here. 7-1 in the month of March, post All-Star break. And then all of those changes that they've made have definitely they've given them some sort of an advantage. It feels as though they made the right moves at the deadline.
Identity.
And again, this is not a team that's 100% healthy. And when they start to lose games, even if they're down at all, but they haven't been lately, all the injuries. But that should not be anything, a crutch to lean on with this VGK team, because they are playing well. They do have the players now in place that can give them some depth and that could give them a run. And again, you know, Calgary, do you think that they make the playoffs? I say no.
I don't see a path to them making the playoffs. And, you know, it's funny, not a long time ago, so someone unearthed a tweet that a poker professional, Daniel Negreanu, did.
Yeah.
And they've been very critical of
him. Why
do
people dig that up? Come on, man.
Because it's easy. It's a target. And so the tweet was something along the lines on January 22nd, approximately, if you can get plus 750 for VGK not to make the playoffs, make the bet.
You and I were ready to go to the window.
And that's fair. But what you have to understand about
I was at that time.
It's fair. It's fine. But the point is, when something is plus 750, it's unlikely to happen. Let's start right there. But when you make a bet like that, you hope you're right the first time out of the chutes. But the reality is, if you run the situation 7 times, simulations, you know, whatever, different luck happens, at least 1 out of 7 times, the Vegas Golden Knights would not qualify for the playoffs. So when you have plus 750 odds, that means you are going to win that bet. You know, it's like a process before results type of scenario. Sure, it's easy to go back and say, ha, 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 I told you so. Well, I also put a tweet out not far from that area questioning Kelly McCrimmon being back on the hot seat again because of all the injuries and him having an old roster. So, you know, it's highs and lows and everything in between. And we were bridge jumping a little bit for a while, rightfully so. But as the team returns to health, they kind of got it all figured out right now. And it's going to be a fun ride down the stretch, especially when we try and figure out the goalie situation and who we get in the first round. And pray to God we don't have another massive injury.
Yeah. What are the 13 games, unlucky number for VGK remaining. Things go well, they wind up in first place.
I saw a black cat crossing the street on the way home.
Things don't go well, where could they wind up if they go south here?
In
best case
of,
scenario, worst case scenario?
Like long term, I mean, best case scenario.
No, for this season, okay, best case scenario, they either win the division or they win the West, okay, and they're the number one overall seed. What could the worst scenario be for this team?
Get right swept now? Out of the first round.
Okay, but regular season.
I mean, they're making the playoffs.
They'll make the playoffs. They could.
So you're saying what if they falter down the stretch?
To stumble in those 12 games against the Pacific Division.
You don't want to go down to third place. The reasonable worst case scenario will be dropping to third place in the division.
And Edmonton, that's eight points of separation there.
Yeah, so that's easily erasable. I mean, you know, it's much harder to climb than it is to drop. You can drop a lot quickly and, you know, a lot more quickly. And there's teams that are right on there chomping on the bit to get there. And the worst case scenario would be if they did drop to the third seed and you know, have to start on the road against a team like Edmonton, against even the Kings or Seattle. Like, that's, those are, would not be easy draws by any means, right? And, you know, you want to start at home, you want to get the train rolling. I think all of a sudden they're what, 23 or 25, 13 or 23, 10, 11. They're much better at home now, you know, than they were earlier in the season. So home ice advantage in the first round is key. Get that one seed, win the division, and at least get two home, you know, two rounds at home in the playoffs and go from there.
We thank everyone for tuning in. We definitely appreciate you making us your first listen each and every day. And coming up on tomorrow's show, of course, we will have our What the Friday. That's coming up, that segment. And St. Patrick's Day shenanigans again. It will officially be St. Patrick's Day on Friday. And there'll be much, much more. We'll recap this game. And I'm sure there's something that has to break, something perhaps with the goaltender situation. Will we see LT back in action as soon as this weekend? So for my man, Chris Golic, I'm Tony Cardasco. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Lockdown Golden Knights. Take